我们读新约圣经帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Let us turn to New Testament, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第一节，弟兄们，你们自己原晓得我们进到你们那里并不是突然的。
Verse 1. For you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain.
我们从前在腓立比被害受辱，这是你们知道的。然而还是靠我们的神，放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。
But after we have already suffered and been mistreated in Philippi, as you know, we had the boldness of our God to speak to you the gospel of God amidst such opposition.
我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈。
For our exhortation does not come from error or impurity or by way of deceit.
但神验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。
But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel,So we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who examines our heart.
因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。
For we never came with flattering speech, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness.
我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。
Nor did we seek glory from men, neither from you or from others, even though as apostles of Christ we might have asserted our authorities.
只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
But we proved to be gentle among you, as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children.
我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
Having so fond an affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you have become very dear to us.
弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。
For you recall, brethren, our labor and hardship, how working day and night, so as not to be a burden to any of you, we proclaim to you the gospel of God.
我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指摘，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。
You are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we behave towards you believers.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
Just as you know how we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each one of you as a father would his own children,so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
为此我们也不住地感谢神，因你们听见我们所传神的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信的人心中。
For this reason, we also constantly thank God,that when you received the word of God which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but for what it really is, the word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe.
弟兄们，你们曾效法犹太中在基督耶稣里神的各教会，因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。
For you, brethren, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea,For you also endure the same suffering that at the hands of your own countrymen, even as they did from the Jews.
这犹太人杀了主耶稣和先知，又把我们赶出去，他们不得神的喜悦，且与众人为敌。
For both, who both killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out, they are not pleasing to God, but hostile to all men.
不许我们传道给外邦人，使外邦人得救，常常充满自己的罪恶，神的愤怒临在他们身上，已经到了极处。
Hindering us from speaking to Gentiles so that they may be saved, with the result that they always fill up the measure of their sins. The wrath has come upon them to the uttermost.
弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法子，很愿意见你们的面。
But we, brethren, having been taken away from you for a short while, in person, not in spirit, were all the more eager with great desires to see your face.
所以我们有意到你们那里，我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦拦阻了我们。
For we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, more than once, and yet Satan hindered us.
我们的盼望和喜乐，并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
For who is our hope or joy or crown of exaltation? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming? For you are our glory and joy.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's have some word of prayers.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
你是以何等的爱爱了我们。
You have loved us with such a love.
你不仅把我们从罪和死亡里面拯救出来，
Not only you rescued us out of death and sin,
你让我们今天都有这活泼的盼望，
But you also give us a living hope.
我们都知道有一天你要亲自从天降临，
We know one day you will come from heaven.
你要让我们这些属乎你的儿女都要永远与你同在，
You bring us children who belong to you to be with you for eternity.
主，我们感谢你的再来，实在是我们的盼望。
Thank you. Your coming is our hope.
愿早晨，求主你借着圣灵，把你的话向我们解开。
Pray that this morning that you will open up your words to us through your Spirit.
愿我们都能够听见你向我们说话的声音。
So that we can all hear your voice.
我们都做一个警醒，等候你再来的人。
So that we can be those who are watchful and waiting before you.
愿你再来的时候。你能够在我们中间遇见许多忠心又良善的仆人。
You find many faithful and good servants among us when you come.
我们愿意把自己交在你恩典的手中。
We want to commit ourselves into your gracious hands.
我们需要你的怜悯。
We need your mercy.
借着你自己的同在来覆庇我们。
May you cover us with your presence.
我们一同谦卑地等候在主的面前。
Humbly we come and wait before you.
听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Jesus we pray.
Amen. 我们知道帖撒罗尼迦前书是一卷非常宝贵的书信。
We know the first epistle to the Thessalonians is a very, precious letter.
因为这里他特别提到主的再来。
We know it mentions the coming of the Lord.
很多时候我们想说，讲到主的再来，为什么是在这一卷书信里面呢？
Very often I ask the question, why does this book mention the coming of the Lord?
我们知道帖撒罗尼迦教会弟兄姊妹他们是刚刚蒙恩得救的。
We know these brethren from the church of Thessalonica, they were just saved.
可能这封书信写的时候他们得救才两三个月。
Perhaps when this letter was written they were just saved for 2 or 3 months.
这里面就给我们看见说一个人只要蒙恩得救了。
But here it shows us if anyone is saved by his grace
就应该知道并明白主再来的真理。
And he should know and understand the truth of his coming.
因为我们主的救恩是完全的救恩。
Because the Lord's salvation is a complete salvation.
他不仅把我们他不仅来到地上为我们成功了这样的 见了救赎。
Not only he came to the earth and accomplished the salvation.
他不仅为我们死在十字架上。
Not only he died on the cross.
他不仅从死里复活。
Not only he resurrected.
升上高天。
Not only he ascended to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，主的救恩是非常完全的。
But his salvation is complete.
有一天他还要再来接我们。
One day he will come and bring us home.
这一切都是借着我们的主所做成的。
This is all done through our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见说这卷书信对我们每一个来讲都是非常重要的。
So we see this epistle is very important to each one of us.
而且我们知道每一个爱主的人。
We also know for everyone who loves the Lord.
每一个活在那个起初的爱里面的神的儿女。
For everyone who's living in the first love.
他们都有一个共同的特点。
There is a common nature character.
就他们里面都盼望着主有一天早日的快来。
In them, there is always that living hope that the Lord will come soon.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这是一个非常非常重要的提醒。
I think it is a very important reminder.
如果在我们的生活，在我们的侍奉里面
，if in our life and in our services,
有的时候我们好像对于主再来这件事，好像有点淡漠了。
Sometimes we feel kind of dull towards His coming.
好像这件事情对我们来讲，好像有点遥远了。
As if this matter become kind of distance from us.
我觉得这是一个很重要的一个提醒。
And I think that is a great reminder.
可能我们开始离弃了那起初的爱。
Perhaps we've been walking away from the first love.
弟兄姊妹，如果把爱拿走了
，If you remove love from us,
一切都是空的。
And everything else is vain.
就是我能够讲万国的方言。
Even if I can speak the tongue of nations, if I even can speak the tongue of angels,
那是多么奇妙的一件事。
How marvelous would that be?
但是如果没有爱，就算不得什么。
If I have not love, I am nothing.
如果我有先知讲道之能，
if I can prophesy,
我可以讲各种的奥秘，各种的知识。
I can speak of all knowledge and mysteries.
甚至有一个信心都可以移山的信心。
Or even if I have a faith to remove.Such as to remove mountains.
弟兄姊妹，那是多么感人的一件事！
What a great miracle that would to move.
如果今天有一个人有一个移山的信心，
if there's anyone with faith to move mountains,
我们就是多么宝贵呢？
Then we feel that would be so precious.
但如果把爱拿走了，
but if there is no love,
一切都是虚空。
It is all empty and vain.
弟兄姊妹，如果把爱拿走了，
if you remove love,
讲道是虚空的，
all preaching would be vain.
如果把爱拿走了，
If you remove love,
就是我们薄饼也会变成虚空的。
Even our meeting before the table and breaking the bread will be vain.
弟兄姊妹，我们要常常在来到主的面前问问我们自己。
Brothers and sisters, we need to constantly come before the Lord and ask
这个起初的爱是不是还在我们里面？
Do we still have that first love?
是不是主的再来对我们来讲是这样遥远的一件事？
We become distant to the fact that He is coming soon.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望我们常常因着这些主的话语的提醒，常常能够来到主面前，让主来省察我们。
Through these reminders from His words, may we constantly examine ourselves before.
因为我们实在需要知道我们是在哪里跌倒的。
Because we need to know where we have fallen.
如果我们能够知道在哪里跌倒，我们就在哪里爬起来。
If we know where we have fallen, then we will know how.
主的恩典是在够我们使用。
His grace is sufficient.
主的怜悯没有断绝。
His mercy has never.
什么时候我们转向他，他就转向我们。
Whenever we turn to him, he will turn to us.
他要把我们那起初的爱心如火的眺望起来。
And he will rekindle the first love in our hearts.
让我们在地上成为一般能够在那警醒等候主再来的一般人。
So that we can be a people that wait and watch for his coming.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是需要我们常常让主在我们里面做这样眺望的工作。
We need the Lord to rekindle such a love.In our hearts.
因为主来的时候岂不是要找这样的人吗？
Is he not coming to look for people such as these?
如果起初的爱给挪走，
If the first love has been removed from us,
见证的灯台也要挪走，
Then the lampstand of his testimony will also
be removed. 弟兄姊妹，我们在地上还有什么价值呢？
Then what worth and what value do we have on this earth?
所以我们觉得说帖撒罗尼迦书信对我们每一个来讲都是非常非常宝贵非常非常重要的书信。
So I feel that this letter to the Thessalonians are very important and precious to all of us.
因为这里特别讲到我们怎样来预备等候主的再来。
Here especially mentions how we should wait and prepare ourselves for his coming.
这里不是给我们看见好像许许多多的 主再来的许多的那些的现象。
It doesn't show us all the signs of his coming.
或者讲很多的理论。
Or shows us all the doctrines and mysteries.
非常的实际的告诉我们说，我们这些属乎他的人。
But in reality, it tells us we who belong to him.
我们怎样的来等候主的再来
？How can we wait for his coming?
在第一章里面，还特别给我们看见我们怎样在生活里面。来等候主的再来。
In the first chapter, he showed us how we should wait for his coming in our lives.
有的时候我们想说，那我们要等候主的再来。
Sometimes we think if we're waiting for God's coming,
主都马上都要来了。
If he's coming so soon,
那我们还要生活吗
？Then why do we even need a life?
是不是明天早晨就把工作辞掉算了
？Perhaps tomorrow morning I should go quit my job.
孩子也不送出去学校了。
I don't need to send my kids to school.
那真的很省事情的一件事。
It become very simple.
我们就跑到一个山上去等候主的再来。
We should just ascend the mountain and wait for his.
好像那几个门徒搭三座棚。
As if Peter want to pitch three shelters.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见说，我们等候主再来的生活，不是好像不生活了。
And our life, as we wait before the Lord, it's not as if we don't live anymore.
乃是生活得更好。
But it's that we should live even better.
我们过一个爱的生活。
We should have a life of love.
一个信心的生活。
A life in faith.
一个盼望的生活。
A life with hope.
好像帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹所为我们做的见证。
Which is the testimony that these brethren from Thessalonica.
他们离弃偶像，归向神。
They have turned away from idols.
要侍奉那又真又活的神。
And they serve a true and living God.
等候他们的救主从天降临。
They're waiting for their Savior to descend from heaven.
就是那从他从死里复活，那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Which is a Jesus who will rescue us from the wrath to come.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在地上要好好的生活。
And we need to live to the fullest.
活在爱的里面
We need to live in his love.
在信心的里面
We need to live in his faith.
在盼望的里面
With hope.
我们这样的生活我们就是在等候主的再来
If you can live such a life then you are waiting for his coming.
那么到了第二章
And we come to chapter 2.
这里面刚才我们读的时候我们里面有个感觉
And we have a sense as we read it.
这里面使徒保罗或者说圣灵借着使徒保罗他的侍奉
Holy Spirit is workingthrough the service of Paul.
当我们看见说我们今天怎样在侍奉当中来等候主的再来。
He shows us how can we wait for the Lord's coming in our services.
弟兄姊妹我们今天蒙恩了。
Now we have been saved by his
grace. 我们是一般离开埃及的百姓。
We have departed from Egypt.
是从为奴之家被释放出来的一般人。
We have been set free from the house of slavery.
主把我们从埃及带出来干什么呢？
Why did the Lord bring us out of Egypt?
主说你要让主对那个时候还大家还记得主对法老说你要让我的百姓去。
You remember what the Lord said to Pharaoh? Let my people go.
让我的百姓去侍奉我。
So that they can worship me.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们今天得以释放。
Today we have been set free.
我们从罪和世界里面释放出来。
We have been set free from our sins and from the
world. 从死亡里释放出来。
Been set free from death.
从我们自己的血气肉体里释放出来。
Been set free from our flesh and soul.
我们的主给我们是何等奇妙的救恩呢
？We have received so great a salvation.
为什么
？Why did He give us such a salvation?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这个救恩太荣耀了。
This salvation is so glorious.
他让我们这些人竟然能侍奉这位永生的真神。
And、we can even serve this living God and eternal God.
我们既从仇敌手中被拯救出来。
Now today we have been set free from the hands of.
就让我们用圣洁和公义来侍奉这位永生的神。
And、we shall serve our God with holiness and.
终身都侍立在他的面前。
All the days of our life we should stand before Him.
多么荣耀，弟兄姊妹。
How glorious.
你侍奉地下的任何的一个人
you can serve any man on earth.
你能说你终身的侍奉吗
can you say that you serve him with all your life?
有一天他就不要你了
one day perhaps he will fire you
有一天他看你太软弱了
perhaps one day he will think that you will become you
有人看你没有价值了
or you have become with no value to him
我们的主何等大的救恩
But our Lord Jesus has gave us a great salvation
他说我们是终身的侍立在他的面前
He says we can stand before him all our life
弟兄姊妹我们今天蒙恩得救
Today we have been saved by his grace
我们每一个人都是被神所验中的人
We have all been proved by God
这里面是说我们既然被他验中了
since we have been chosen and elected.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人蒙拣选了。
We have all been chosen.
神不仅拣选我们，我们蒙恩得救。
Not only he elected us to be saved.
神更拣选我们来侍奉他。
But he also chose us to serve him.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们配不配的问题。
It is not a matter either we're worthy or not.
我们都不配的。
We're not worthy, not anyone else.
这是主恩典的问题。
But it is by his grace.
哦，这恩典太大了。
His grace is so great.
弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救以后，你发现我们里面就有一个很自然的一个，里面就有这样的一种的感觉。
After you have been saved, we know that we have this natural sense in our heart.
我们就想讨主的喜悦。
We want to please our God.
我们就想来侍奉这位永生的神。
We want to serve this great and living God.
因为主所赐给我们这个生命乃是侍奉的生命。
Because the life that he has given us is a life of service.
所以因为认识主的弟兄他这样告诉我们。
There was a brother who knows the Lord.
侍奉就是我们的生命。
He told us, service is our life.
好，弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里起来侍奉神的时候。
As we rise up to serve God.
你发现我们就享受那个丰盛的生命。
You see that we will enjoy a great and abundant life.
我们不仅得着生命。
Not only will we receive life,
我们还得到更丰盛的生命。
But we'll receive life more abundantly.
所以这里面给我们看见说，使徒保罗借圣灵借着使徒保罗他自己的经历。
But here you see through the experience of Paul himself.
给我们看见说，如果我们今天是一个等候主再来的人。
The Holy Spirit shows us if we're waiting before the Lord.
我们应该怎样的来侍奉？
And how should we serve?
我们在侍奉中我们需要注意的我们需要学习的是哪些方面呢、
what are the aspects that we should be learning and waiting and before service before the Lord?
当我们读的时候
As we read the chapter,
我们看见一上来他就给我们看见神他把这个福音托付了我们。
In the very beginning, we see that the Lord has entrusted His gospel to us.
我们今天要把这个荣耀的福音传扬出去。
And we need to share this glorious gospel.
如果我们今天说我们是等候主再来的。
If we're waiting before the Lord's
coming. 我们说我们是侍奉主的一般人。
If we say that we are those who serve the Lord.
我们需要把这个荣耀的福音传出去。
And we need to spread abroad this glorious gospel.
你看使徒保罗这里说，他说，虽然是被害受辱。
Here Apostle Paul says,Even that I have
been mistreated, 受到这么大的艰难
I have already suffered and mistreated with such opposition.
然而在我们神的里面却放开胆量
But in our God we have a boldness.
在大征战中把神的福音传给你们
That I speak to you the gospel of God amidst such opposition.
弟兄姊妹，福音不是个工作
Gospel is not a work.
福音是我们的生命啊
Gospel is our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们天天经历这个福音。
Daily we experience this salvation.
因为福音不是一个道理。
Because this gospel is not a doctrine.
不是一套的这个解释，好像怎样怎样，给你所谓几个原则。
It is not principles that were explanations of things.
福音乃是神的儿子。
But gospel is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，是神的儿子进到我们生命的里面。
It is when the Son of God enters into our life.
弟兄姊妹，这个福音是我们的生命啊。
Then this gospel becomes our life.
福音的传扬不是个工作，弟兄姊妹。
The spreading of the gospel is not a work.
它就是我们的生命。
It is our life.
星期五刚刚过去，星期五我们那有个这年轻弟兄。
Just this past Friday, there was a young brother.
他跟每一个福音朋友讲。
And he came around and told every gospel.
就是在那个唱诗的时候。
Even he did that during our worship time.
他说你们都要信靠主耶稣啊。
He said, come and believe the Lord Jesus.
你们要向主耶稣祷告啊。
Pray to our Lord Jesus.
因为他是活神啊。
Because he's a living God.
他不误事的。
He's never late. He never
delays. 哎呀他就选了那个好像434首那首诗歌。
He picked this hymn 434.
他那是喜乐啊他们里面站在做见证。
And,There was such a fullness of joy.
他说：“信靠耶稣，何其甘甜呐！”
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus.
抓他话语做把握呀。
To hold on his word.
434，你看一下434。这个，我想你念上面这就好了。这个真的翻译太好了。他说他是何等的宝贵的救主啊。
He says just to take him at his words.
他说我挣他多少次。
I have proved him over and over.
这个版本有的老的版本是试他多少次，这个新的版本很好，它是证实他多少次。
And I have proved him over and over.
说耶稣，耶稣，我的至宝，他是活神，不误事啊。
Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, all for grace to trust him more.
这位主耶稣在他生命中是活的。
This Jesus is a living God in his life.
因为他星期二去上班的时候，老板跟他说他是学电脑的，让他做那个 computer 这电脑里边的那些 bug， 就是你知道这些都是很难的工作。
We know this brother experienced God on Tuesday as he went to work. He's a computer major and his boss told him to fix some bugs in the computer.
他那个里面你知道他们说有的时候解决一个 bug 就要花一天的时间。
And it's a very difficult work. Sometimes it takes a whole day just to find or solve one bug.
但是所有的系统里的 bug 都要他一个人去做。
But the boss gave him all the bugs in the entire system for him to solve.
第二天就要把整个系统都要弄干净了。
And his boss want him to clean up the whole system in one day.
他听了以后他就祷告。
And he heard it and he prayed.
就主今天晚上的祷告聚会。
He said, tonight there is prayer meeting.
我要去祷告。
I want to go to prayer meeting.
我要祷告去。
I need to pray.
你是活神不误事。
You are the living God. You never delay.
他在主面前先祷告。
So he prayed before the Lord.
他说太奇妙。
And it is so wondrous.
一个半小时，所有的 bug 都解。
In an hour and a half, all the bugs are cleaned up and resolved.
弟兄姊妹，福音不是一个道理。
Brothers and sisters, this gospel.It's not a doctrine.
福音不是好像我们讲个什么科学，讲个什么理论。
This gospel is not a science for the theory.
福音是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
这个弟兄他在聚会里面，他就说，每一个还没有跟主祷告过的人。
So our brother testified during the meeting for say, every one of you who have not prayed to the Lord.
我们要向主耶稣祷告。
Pray to the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣是活神。
He's a living God.
主耶稣，我们证过他多少次了
？We have proved him over and over.
弟兄姊妹，他不在福音组。
And he's not in the gospel group.
他不在，他在初信组。
He's in the new believers group.
弟兄姊妹，福音不是一个工作。
But this gospel is not a work.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天蒙恩得救的人，我们是光，我们是盐。
Today we have been saved by his grace, and we are salt and we are light.
我们不是去做个光啊
！We do not come and become or make.
弟兄姊妹，这个光是做不出来的。
We cannot compose ourselves to be salt.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这个时代是何等的黑暗
？We see how dark, is this generation.
圣经当中是一个弯曲、悖扭的时代。
The Bible tells us it is a crooked and perverse.
每个人都在那悖逆。
Everyone has perverse.
每个人都对老板都不满意。
Everyone, is.Contempts his boss.
当大家在一起讲的时候，这个老板真的坏透的时候
，and everyone comes around and complains about their boss.
有一个人竟然说老板的好处
，and would there be one person that stands up for their boss?
你就发现那里有光
，then you see there is light.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在主面有一点顺服的时候
，if we have any obedience before the Lord,
我们顺服在上掌权的
，if we obey the one who Who has authority?
在这样一个黑暗时代里面，你不要以为你那个光要需要多么大的光。
In this crooked and dark generation, you don't need a great light.
弟兄姊妹，这一个生命它是光。
This life is light.
福音乃是光，弟兄姊妹。
This gospel is a light.
它就吸引人。
And he will attract people.
你就发现，等到他们在生活中有了难处的时候
，You see when these people.Find difficulties in their life.
他们和老板过不下去的时候
，when they have so great a conflict with their
boss. 他们盼望得到安慰的时候
，when they need to be consoled or comforted.
他们不找别人
，they will not find anyone else.
他们找那个光去
，they will come and find the light.
弟兄姊妹，你知道所有的这些神造的都是有趋光性的。
Brothers and sisters, you see everything that God has created.Has the tendency to look for light.
人的心都是向着光而去。
Even our hearts, looks for the light.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得你没有机会传福音吗
？Do Do you not think that you have opportunities to share?
你觉得说，哎呀，我这个环境太难了，每个人都是悖逆的。
Do you think, oh, my environment is too difficult? Everyone is so perverse.
弟兄姊妹，你顺服里面的生命。
But if you obey the life within you,
这个生命就是福音。
And this life is the God.
这个福音就是这个生命就是光。
And this life is the light.
它真的吸引人呐。
And it will attract people.
我们知道现在在这个。中学里面有很多的 bully， 就是那种叫什么中文我都不会，反正我就知道叫 bully 就对了。
In the school, in the middle school and high school, there are many bullies.
就是以强欺弱。
There are many bullies.
就是啊，很多这个好像这个很有本事的就欺负那些没有本事的。
As if the many people that are stronger.
那以为自己没有缺陷的人就欺负那些有缺陷的。
Those people who think that they have no fault, they will bully those who.
你知道这个情形多么严重吗？
And you know, it's a severe condition.
在年轻中间是非常严重的一件事。
And it's a very serious matter.
政府、学校都花了很多力气，盼望把这个光景转回来。
And the government, the school system had spent much effort trying to reverse this trend.
你发现只能做表面的功夫啊。
And they can only do things on the surface.
整个的情形改变不了的。
They cannot reverse the trend.
很稀奇的。
It is marvelous.
再有一个高中的里面。
There was one high school.
他们发现那里怎么没有 bully?
And they find out they cannot find a bully in that high school.
没有人 bully.
Nobody bullies anyone else.
这些学生难道他们是特殊才能做成的吗？
Are these special students?
不是，弟兄姊妹。
It is not so.
是因为有个年轻的学生。
Because there was one young student.
他是学校里的这种的运动员。
And he was an athlete.
哦，那是不是？不是别人 bully 他，是他 bully 别人的。
So he nobody can bully him, but he
所有人都要跟他在一起的。
Everyone wants to.
你不跟他在一起就要被 bully 的。
If you don't draw close to him, you'll be bullied.
哦，他是学校里面非常这个长得又好，是这个又有本事的一个人。
He was a handsome guy and he is very talented.
有一天，主日学有一句话进到他里面。
But one day, a word from the Sunday school entered him.
怜悯。贫穷的就是敬畏主。
Show mercy to those who are poor, and that is worshiping the Lord.
Honor the Lord.
And that is to honor the Lord.
你知道，在这个在那玩球的时候，他们中间来了一个小儿麻痹的。
So as they were playing basketball or playing sports, and there was a guy who there was a student that was disabled.
他只能够在校园的边上走路
，and he can only walk on the side of the school.
根本不敢走到中间去。
He doesn't dare to walk in the middle.
这个年轻人就把他拉到。
And this young man went and then pulled him to the middle.
在全校的面前，让他在那里玩。
And before the whole school, he invited him to play.
就这一点的光。
Just that little light.
就这一点的光。
Just a little light.
整个的学校翻过来。
The whole school turned around.
弟兄姊妹，福音不是我们去做什么。
The gospel is not for us to do any work.
弟兄姊妹，福音是主托付给我们的。
But the gospel has been entrusted to us.
因为这位荣耀的主耶稣进到我们生命里面。
Because this glorious Lord Jesus,
他成了我们的喜乐。
He had become our joy.
他成了我们里面满足的喜乐，弟兄姊妹。
He had become the fullness of joy.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这位主耶稣自耶稣进入我心呐。
Since Jesus entered my heart,
我发现很多这个刚得救弟兄姊妹很喜欢唱205首那首诗歌。
I feel many young believers love singing this hymn.
自耶稣住在我心呐。
In 205, since Jesus came into my heart,
我生命发生何等大的改变呐！
My life had been rocked.
从前感觉中的福乐又变色又失味啊
！All my previous joy had become dull.
生活中的愁苦再也不受捆绑了。
There's no more bondage in my life.
弟兄姊妹，你知道这是我们的生活。
You know, this is our life.
这是我们的经历。
That is our experience.
你知道我们有个姊妹，她从这个国内坐飞机过来。
We know there was a sister that came from China.
你知道现在飞机上都很好，她就每人一个电视的。
You know, nowadays the flights are very good. Everyone has their own.
每人一个，我说这太 luxury 了。
Everyone has their own TV and entertainment system. It's very luxurious.
不是那个只有那个什么 first class, 不是那个那个头等舱，后面都有的。
Not only the first class, but every seat has their own TV.
哎呀，你这太宝贵了。
You think it's so great.
哎，有一个旁边他旁边有那个那个中国人就，哎，你怎么不看电视啊？
And there was a passenger next to her asked her, why aren't you watching the TV?
免费。
It is free.
他以为他不知道，人要花这个什么信用卡，不，这免费的。
The passenger thought she didn't know, and she thought she had to swipe her credit card.
我们姊妹在那里读圣经。
So he said, no, it's free.
我们姊妹在那里读圣经。
But the sister was reading her Bible.
跟他讲。
And she said,
免费的比这个宝贵的多的是啊。
There are many things that are free and more precious than TV.
你听过福音没有？
Have you heard the gospel?
没有听过福音。
Haven't heard the gospel?
我告诉你，我跟你讲福音，你绝对不喜欢看那个电视。
Let me tell you, I'll share with you the gospel and you will not like the TV anymore.
他在这一路上就跟他讲福音。
So through the whole trip, she shared the gospel.
不仅这一路上听福音呢。
Not only the passenger heard the gospel.
他住在好像很远，住在西北区，住在一个什么地方，开着车到聚会还要接着听。
And this gospel friend,he lived very far from church. After he landed, he still wanted to drive very far to church and continue to hear the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的生活呀。
This is our life.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能压住里面这个生命的感动。
We cannot withhold and or contain.
我们不要以为主耶稣基督做见证为耻。
Do not be ashamed of the gospel.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们里面失去喜乐，你知道吗？
So often we lose this joy.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为我们把那个里面的感动压住了。
Because we have pressed down this moving within.
你知道那个时候，我记得我刚刚得救。
When I was just saved.
哎，那个时候刚刚得救，因为我们中间，因为在我中间就我一个信主的。
And among the people I know, I'm the only one that became saved.
哎呀，他们说这个人就完了，这个人。
And everyone said, "Oh, this is the end of him."
哎呀，要是跟人家说自己是信耶稣的，真的有的时候，觉得好像抹不开脸面一样。
And it became embarrassing to tell people that I believe in Jesus.
但是当我在主日聚会的时候
，But when one day, on Sunday gatherings,
主的爱在那里责备我。
The love of the Lord.
你怎么可以这样的为主耶稣做见证为耻呢？
How can you be embarrassed? How can you be ashamed for
the gospel of the Lord? 主这么爱你。
He has loved you so much.
这样的把他爱浇灌在你的里面。
He has poured out so much love in you.
你怎么是还要为主耶稣基督做见证为耻呢？
Why would you be ashamed of the gospel?
因着主爱的激励。
And by the constraint of his love.
中午吃饭的时候。
And during lunch.
我说我今天不吃。
I said, today I'm not going to eat.
我现在要祷告。
I will pray.
我那些同事都吓坏了。
And all of my coworkers.
不知道我今天出了什么毛病了。
All of my coworkers thought there was something wrong with me.
从那天开始，每一天我就把那放那一放，我就祷告。
Every day from that day on, I will put my lunch aside and I will pray.
我想说这一下恐怕没有人要跟我吃饭了。
And I thought, well, perhaps no one else will want to eat with me anymore.
弟兄姊妹非常的稀奇。
But it was marvelous.
跟你吃饭的越来越多。
And more and more people wants to eat around you.
他们要问问你到底怎么了。
They want to ask what's wrong with you, what happened to you.
你为什么要这么信呢？
Why are you believing in Lord?
那信的都信傻了。
You're believing so blindly.
我记得有一次中午在那里好几个人在跟我在那里谈论福音。
And I remember there was one lunch, many people were talking about the gospel.
不知道从哪来屋里一圈人呢。
And suddenly there was a whole group of people surrounding us.
有的在那里在那里咒骂。
Some people were,
有的在那里毁谤。
Condemning us. Some people were blaspheming. Some people were resisting.
声音大到一个地步把旁边的人都给吓坏了。
And they were so loud that everyone else became quite scared.
弟兄姊妹我可以跟每一个人做见证。
But I could testify.
我想我们中间有很多弟兄姊妹都可以做见证。
I think we can all testify.
我们里面真的是喜乐。
But there was a great joy.
真的是喜乐。
A true joy.
太喜乐了。
So joyful.
哎呀，能够为主耶稣做一点见证，真的喜乐呀。
That we can be a little testimony for our Lord Jesus. It is so joyful.
有的时候我们的喜乐失去了。
Sometimes we lose this joy.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们压制了里面的感觉。
Because we have suppressed.
不要以为我主耶稣基督做见证为耻。
Do not be ashamed of the gospel.
不要以为你的见证是徒然的。
Do not think that your gospel, your testimony is in vain.
这里面使徒保罗说，我们进到你们中间不是徒然的。
That our coming to you was not in vain.
你知道，在当某有许多年轻人，他们都是来听福音。
You know, the Dumbo Fellowship, there were many young people that wanted to
hear the gospel.
It is very amazing.
他们都听过福音呢。
They have all heard the gospel.
我说你从哪儿听的？
I said, where have you heard the gospel?
你都想不到他们从哪儿听的。
You can't even imagine where they heard the gospel.
他们是在学校的 bus 上听的。
They heard it on the school bus at school.
因为上那个 school bus, 他们差不多有五分钟的时间要到他们的实验室。
Because it takes about 5 minutes to go from their dorm to their lab on the school bus.
一些说英文的弟兄们。
On the school shuttle.
就问他 ,Do you know Jesus?
Some English speaking brothers ask them,Do you know Jesus?
他们为了学英文。
They want to learn English.
但我不知道什么叫 Jesus.
They said, I don't know what Jesus means.
那我就给你讲讲 Jesus.
So, and then the brother says, I will tell you about Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，不突然。
It is not in vain.
不突然，弟兄姊妹。
It is not in vain.
在主里的劳苦都不突然。
Any work in the Lord Jesus.
这是生命的见证，弟兄姊妹。
This is testimony of life.
这不需要你，好像你就当然，我们不是说我们在福音上我们没有什么没有更多的真理上的认识，不是这意思。
I'm not saying that we don't need to gain more truth.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个福音的传扬不是个工作。
But this sharing of the gospel is not a work.
我们那有个弟兄，他刚刚信，今年刚刚受洗的。
There was a brother who is just getting baptized today.
他说：“哎，我就是老想把人带来。”
He says, "I always want to bring people."
说我不会讲
，but I don't know how to.
哎呀，他就问我，他说怎么能把人带来
？So he came and asked me, "How can I invite people here?"
我说你祷告。
I said, "Just pray."
他说就这么祷告吗
？He told me, "So just pray and that's it."
我说你祷告，看看主给你什么话。
I told him, "Just pray and then see what the Lord had given you as words."
他带来很多人。
And then he brought many people.
我说你怎么能把人带来啊
？So I asked him, how did you bring these people here?
他我就说一句话。
He said, I only said one word.
说有主耶稣真好。
I told them, it is so good to have Jesus.
来教会吧。
And come to church with me.
有主真的太好了。
It is so good to have Jesus.
到教会来吧。
Come to church with me.
有主耶稣真好。
It is so good to have Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
And that is his testimony.
这是福音。
That is our testimony.
弟兄姊妹。这是使徒保罗他给我们看见，如果我们说我们等候主的再来。
So Apostle Paul calls us to see if we're waiting for God's coming.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在福音的传扬上，我们要向主忠心。
We need to be faithful in sharing the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那个弟兄多么喜乐吗
？You know how joyful was our brother?
我们中间有很多做过学生的。
There are many among us who are students.
他是 under 叫什么叫大学生是吧？对
，He was undergraduate student.
他还在读大学呀、啊。
He was just taking.
我看他吃饭是饱一顿饿一顿的。
And I see that sometimes he would even skip his meals.
这个好几个人 share 就是这个分享一个房间呢。
Many people will share one dorm.
他有的时候是人家一打鼾呢，怎么就睡不着觉了
？He said very often the snoring of his roommates.
没有 privacy 的。
There was no privacy.
开一个小破车。
Drive a poor little old car.
我不知道是因为省油还是怎么样，窗户老撂下来。这么热的天，可能是空调不好。
I don't know if he's trying to save gas or he doesn't have a good AC, so he always roll his windows down.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天真的把我们中间真的你把换成我们去过这样生活，没喜乐。我告诉你。
But if you exchange us for his life,
这哪有什么喜乐
？Probably we won't have much joy.
连开个车都没有空调哎。
You're even driving a car without AC.
弟兄姊妹，这个弟兄。喜乐
，But this brother has so much.
有时候喜乐他会跳起来。
Sometimes he's so joyful.
因为那一天他带来一个朋友，他说这一个人一定会信主。
Because he came, he brought a friend. He said this friend will believe the Lord today.
他说弟兄，我今天带了一个好土。
He said today I brought a good soil to you.
啊，喜乐
！He's so joyful.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天的服事。
And this is our service, our ministry.
这是从我们生命里出来。
It comes from our life.
不是组织的，不是要求的。
It is not organized.
不是动的。
It wasn't organized.
弟兄姊妹，我们忠心吗
？Are we faithful?
我们真的忠心了吗
？Are we truly faithful?
弟兄姊妹，我们能把这样一个荣耀的福音就藏在里面吗
？Can we surpass such a glorious gospel within us?
难道人点灯是藏在斗底下吗
？Can anyone light a candle and hide under the basket?
难道是放在床底下吗
？Do you hide it under your bed?
不，人电灯乃是放在灯台的上面，
no,
要照亮一家的人。
You light the light on the lampstand, it will shine light to the whole household.
没有错，是有征战。
It is true, there are conflicts.
有的时候我们给家人传福音有征战。
And especially when you share the gospel with your family.
有时候我们回国去传福音有征战。
When you go back to China to share the gospel,
弟兄们，不要以为主耶稣基督为做见证为耻。
But do not be ashamed of the gospel.
使徒保罗这里给我们做了很好的榜样。
And Apostle Paul became a great example.
就是被害受辱。
Even in his affliction,
还是在神里面放开胆量。
Even when he suffered.
在大征战中把福音传扬出去。
He had boldness in our God to speak the gospel amidst such opposition.
弟兄姊妹，我相信，如果我们今天说我们是一个等候主再来的人
，If we're waiting for the coming of the Lord，
主再来的时候，他要看我们忠心不忠心。
When he comes, he will ask, "Are we
faithful?" 这一个灯是不是靠在斗底下了
？Have we been hiding our light under the basket?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们要等候主再来，我们头一方面需要学习的。
This is the first aspect we need to learn as we wait before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得《帖撒罗尼迦书》它没有什么道理。
And this book of Thessalonians, it doesn't have great doctrine.
好像没有那种很高的那种理论。
As if it didn't show very high doctrine.
很深的启示。
Or very deep revelation.
但是这些对我们的帮助很大。
But it helps us greatly.
因为这是主再来的时候他所要得着的。
Because this is what the Lord wants to gain when He comes again.
不仅如此
，Not only this，
他告诉我们在侍奉中，不仅我们把这个荣耀的福音传扬出去。
He shows us not only we need to share this glorious gospel，
而且他告诉我们，我们活在爱里面。
But we need to live in love.
后面他讲到好像母亲一样。
Later he says he's so gentle as a nursing mother.
后面还讲到好像父亲一样。
And then later on, he says he's as a father treating his children.
这讲到在侍奉中，我们的学习是在一个爱的里面。
It shows us as we serve, we need to learn to be in love.
那么这个母亲呢，特点是什么
？What's the character of a mother?
母亲呢，就是温柔。
And the mother is gentle.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候哈，你发现那个话可能是。真理是非常厉害的话。
Sometimes we will, you will see that the word you speak will be
那个话是
and it's very severe.
是出于圣灵的，那好像两个人的利剑刺入破开的。
The word from the Holy Spirit is as if a double-edged sword. It will come and separate soul and spirit.
但是那个灵是一个温柔的灵。
But the spirit itself, he is tender.
你发现我们的主在地上。他那个灵就是一个温柔的灵。
The spirit of our Lord Jesus on the earth is a gentle spirit.
他的话有的时候出来，哎呀，有的时候我们觉得好像受不了一样。
Sometimes he speaks a word as if we cannot even bear.
你还记得彼得他那里要拦阻主耶稣上十字架吗
？Remember when Peter tried to oppose the Lord from going to the cross?
主的责备多么严厉啊
！The rebuke from the Lord is so severe.
说撒旦退我后面去吧。
He says, Satan, get behind me.
你只体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。
You only care for the will of man, but not the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹，你知道那话多么严厉啊
！You see how severe was his word.
这话就好像两人的利剑刺入破开的。
Really, truly was like a double-edged sword.
但是是从一个温柔的灵里出来。
But it came from a very gentle spirit.
不伤人的。
It did not hurt.
彼得不受伤的。
And Peter was not hurt.
彼得悔改。
But he repented.
彼得回到神的面前。
He returned before the Lord.
但他不受伤的。
But he was not wounded.
有的时候我们言语好像比油还柔和。
Sometimes as if our word were as smooth as oil.
圣经上说，有时候我们背后好像是一把拔出来的刀。
But the Bible tells us behind us as if it's a sword coming out of its sheath.
弟兄姊妹，在乎背后那个灵。
We need to know what spirit it is behind.
在侍奉的里面，要让这个温柔的灵在我们里面，在那里来管制我们。
We need to serve and be constrained by this gentle spirit.
这个母亲，她不仅有温柔的灵。
Not only this mother has the gentle spirit.
刚才我们弟兄念的这个英文很好，叫 nursing mother， 是好像护士一样那种很有经验的母亲。
But she was a nursing mother. She's full of experience.
不是每个母亲都有经验的。
Not every mother has the experience.
你知道，有的母亲是没有奶的。
But some mother cannot nurse.
有的母亲也不会照顾的。
Some mother do not know how to take care of their children.
哎呀，我发现当喂养已经很不容易了。
Of course, it's already difficult to feed the children.
弟兄姊妹，你发现在神的家中，如果能够做一个喂养的，真的很不容易啊。
You can be a nursing mother in the house of God, And it is very difficult.
因为你自己得会吃干粮啊。
Because you need to know how to eat solid food.
什么叫干粮呢？
What does it mean to have solid food?
是不是去了特会就吃了干粮了？
Is it that you go to a conference then you can receive some solid food?
也许。
Perhaps.
但是真正的干粮，主说是艰难当饼，困苦当水。
The true solid food, the Lord has told us, he takes the bread of affliction.
在这些艰难困苦里面，你经历了基督。
In this bread of in your afflictions, you have experienced Christ.
艰难困苦的经历本身并不能喂养人。
The affliction and the suffering and the experience of it cannot feed anyone.
但是在这些艰难里面，经历到了基督的拯救。
But when you go through affliction and suffering, you have experienced the salvation of Christ.
你经历了基督的安慰。
You have experienced this consolation of Christ.
你成了一个 nursing mother.
And you can become a nursing mother.
你可以喂养神儿女。
Then you can feed the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，做喂养我就已经很不容易了。
And I think it's already difficult to be a nursing mother.
但是这里还要照顾。
But also he tenderly cares.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你们学习去照顾别人。
Have you learned to care something?
哦，我真的觉得要学照顾，真的要像 nurse， 要像这个护士要学的。
If you want to care for someone, you need to be like a nurse, and it takes learning.
我们从前有个弟兄住院。
There was a brother among us who was hospital.
我们三个大弟兄在那儿个高高的，在那儿要帮他。
Three of us brothers tried to help us, and we all stand tall.
啊，整了半天，累得满头大汗。
And we took a long time, and it really exhausted us.
还把腰给闪了。
And then we even hurted our waist, our back.
哎呀，那个护士进来了。
And the nurse came.
还很矮呀。
And she was a short.
女生呢？
She was a female nurse.
把我们都轰出去了。
And she asked us to leave.
等我们进来的时候。
When we came back again.
我们的弟兄不仅非常的舒服。
Not only our brother was greatly comforted.
所有的床单都换得干干净净的。
All the bed sheets was cleaned and changed.
真惭愧啊。
So put us to shame.
哎呀，真是费了这么大力气，连个床单都换不下来。
We tried so hard, we couldn't even change his bed sheet.
还把腰给闪了。
And we even hurt our back.
我们真的是有努力，有劳苦。
We did have hard work.
但我们不是 nursing mother.
But we're not nursing mother.
我们没有训练。
We have no training.
你知道，我们有时候真的非常热心的。
Sometimes we have the zeal.
还有，我记得有个弟兄，他帮人家搬家。
There was one time a brother.Help another to move.
弟兄姊妹他不肯学呀、啊。
He didn't want to learn.
他不肯接受训练。
He didn't want to be trained.
搬一个家，你知道搬多少次吗
？You know how long did it take for them to move?
22次。
22 trips.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
他用卡车去运了。
He went with the truck.
弟兄姊妹搬家不能用卡车的。
You can't use just the truck.
你必须租个 U 号的。
Go rent a U 号。
一个U号一趟就完了。
And one trip, you take care of business.
你没有训练过，你放心，你要用卡车去运的。
But if you refuse to be trained,
你以为你真的摆上了。
You think you have offered much by driving
a truck. 你这不仅他自己累的，就更爬不起来了。
Not only he was completely exhausted.
被帮的家里也都爬不起来了。
The person he was trying to help was completely exhausted.
22趟，每个人都爬不起来了。
After 22 trips.Everyone's on the floor.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在侍奉里面，我们真的，如果我们要活在爱里面。
But if you want to serve, we need to live in love.
我们需要有一个受教者的舌头。
We need to have a tongue that can be taught.
哦，弟兄姊妹，有一个教训人的舌头是很容易的。
It's easy to have a teaching tongue.
教训人的时候特别容易，弟兄姊妹。
A tongue that can teach is easy.
不需要学习就有一个教训人的舌头。
You don't even need to learn much.
我们连小朋友都有教训人的舌头。
I think even little children have a tongue to teach.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天要在这里面看见是个 nursing mother,
but if you want to be a nursing mother,
是一个能够有训练、能够喂养、能够真正照顾的。
If you need to be a mother who can really tenderly care for her children,
我们需要在主面前受教。
Then we need to be taught.
弟兄姊妹，如果人不能改变我们
，If man cannot change us.
如果我们的侍奉当中没有人可以给我们说 no,
if in your service no one can say no to you,
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们在侍奇上会成为很大的拦阻。
Then we'll become a stumbling block.
不仅神不能让这个爱能够出去
，Not only God cannot cause His love to flow,
可能我们产生的难处是很大的。
Perhaps you even find great difficulty.
所以你看，使徒保罗他说他是一个 nursing mother, 他是一个有护士、有训练过的母亲。
here Apostle Paul says he was like a nursing mother who tenderly cares.
而且做母亲这里说到，她不仅仅愿意把福音给他们，甚至连性命都给他们。
And here he even said not only he was pleased to impart to them the gospel, but also their own lives.
这是一个舍己的爱。
And it was a sacrificial love.
弟兄姊妹，这样的爱能够感动人。
Such a love can touch people.
爱心总是造就。
Love will always build up.
教训人的舌头最多让人自高自大。
Teaching doctrine, the teaching tongue can only puff someone up.
只有爱心能造就。
But only love can build up.
母亲呢，就是她能这个形象就是一个舍己的形象。
And the image of a mother is always a self-sacrificing one.
我就想到我自己的生命。
And I remember my own mother.
你说那个时候我们那个年代这个。食物的供应不是很丰富。
In my time, there wasn't a great abundance of food.
这个买东西要凭票的，要签证的。
We need to have certificate before I can buy food.
不是出国要签证，连买东西都要签证的。
Not only need to have a visa when you go out of the country, you even need some kind of certificate to buy food.
比如说你要买鸡蛋的话，需要凭票的。
If you want to buy eggs, there are egg certificates.
那么这个一个月好像只有一点点的这个供应。
Each family is only a portion of a few certificates for each.
我那个时候小。
And I was very young.
我那个时候不会除法。
And I didn't know how to do division in.
我老觉得我们家这蛋不对的。
So I always thought these eggs are not right.
我们家三口人。
We have three people.
每天早上如果一个人一个蛋的话
，if everyone takes an egg every morning，
最多两个星期就吃光了。
Then the eggs that were proportioned to that we can only eat for 2 weeks。
我发现我老有个蛋。
But I find out that I always have an egg to eat。
因为是母亲把那个蛋留下。
And I found out it was my mother who saved her egg for me。
每一次吃蛋的时候，母亲就把那个蛋留下。
And every time we eat eggs。She would reserve her egg for me.
弟兄姊妹，在神的家里，岂不是也有这样做母亲
？Do we now find such mothers in the house of God?
有的时候看见有些姊妹她们在那里服侍饭食。
And when we see our sisters serving in the kitchen,
啊，福音朋友都吃饱了。
And all the gospel friends they had their fill.
弟兄姊妹也吃饱了。
And all the brothers and sisters had enough to eat.
时间也到了。
But time was up.
啊，饭也没有了。
And there was no more food.
他们就去洗碗。
Then they went down to wash dishes.
他们欢欢喜喜的在那里聚会。
They served and got fellowship with joy.
母亲的爱是你不觉着的爱。
And you will not completely sense the love of the mother.
我们实在为神的家中有这样的母亲，我们真的要感谢主。
We really thank the Lord to have such loving mothers in the house of God.
这里不仅讲到侍奉中的母亲的爱。
Here, not only it says to have a nursing mothers,
还有父亲的爱,
but also there with the love of the father.
做父亲要学习爱的。
And to be a father, you also need to learn how to love.
父亲爱的特点是什么?
What is the character of a father's love?
父亲爱你如果你读的话,
if you read it,
他说亲手做工,
he will work day and night by his own hands.
何等圣洁公义无可指摘。
And he was devoutly and uprightly and blameless.
父亲要学习爱的话
，if you want to learn how to love as a father，
父亲要学习做榜样啊。
You need to be an example.
弟兄姊妹，如果父亲不做榜样
，if you cannot be an example，
我们只想后面的，我们只想劝勉、安慰和嘱咐。
If you only want to be the one who exhort or encourage or implore，
你发现那结果就是徒然。
Then you know you'll be working in vain.
使徒保罗说：“我到你们中间不是突然。”
But the Paul says, "I did not come to you in vain."
因为他们有榜样。
Because they have an example.
弟兄姊妹，我们在家里面做父亲，我就真的要做榜样。
Brothers and sisters, as we are fathers in our own household, we need to be examples.
我发现现在小朋友有的时候很难琢磨。
Sometimes I find the young children in these generations, I don't understand them.
想不到他们会做什么。
I cannot expect what they will do next.
有一天我正在那里读书的时候
，One day I was reading.
我们家小朋友突然一下子站在我旁边。
My son suddenly stood next to me.
他从那个床后面爬进来了。
He was crawling behind the bed.
悄悄地爬, 可能爬了好多时间, 我都不晓得。
I don't even know, maybe he was crawling for a long time.
我说, 你小子要干什么?
I said, what are you trying to do?
他说, 我要看看你到底在干什么。
He said, I want to crawl in to see what you're doing.
你整天关在上面, 我们不晓得你干什么。
Every day you shut yourself in your room, I don't know what you're doing.
弟兄姊妹, 如果你整天盼望你的儿女能够读圣经,
if you want your brothers and sisters, if you want your children to be reading the Bible,
有天你儿子突然啪, 蹦到你面前你在看电视,
suddenly your son jumps up in front of you and finds you watching TV.
弟兄姊妹, 你的劝勉都是突然的,
then all your exhortation is in vain.
你所有的嘱咐都是突然的,
all of your imploring will be in vain.
你知道有的时候就是孩子们现在他们去台湾了,
you know, so, my children now are in Taiwan.
突然打了个电话来,
suddenly they'll call me.
Daddy,
Daddy,
what are you doing?
What are you doing?
弟兄姊妹, 你要不要诚实地回答他?
Will you answer them in truth?
哎呀, Daddy, 你们不在, Daddy 可自由了。
Yeah, when you're not here, Daddy is so free.
现在没人看我了。
Now nobody is watching after me.
现在我可以看奥运了。
Now I can watch my Olympics.
我现在从早到晚都看奥运了。
From morning to evening, I watch Olympic games.
弟兄姊妹, 你敢不敢诚实地回答你的儿子?
Can you answer your children in truth?
你说, Daddy啊, 还没时间看奥运。
Would you tell them, I don't have time to watch the Olympics.
但是奥运以后还会有了。
There will be another Olympics 4 years later.
还有更重要的事要做。
There are more important things to do.
弟兄姊妹, 我觉着神把我们摆在家里真的是非常好。
I think it's so good for God to set us in family.
把我们摆在神的家中更好。
It's even better that he set us in the house of God.
使徒保罗就劝年轻的提摩太。
So here Apostle Paul implores to young Timothy.
总要在 言语, 行为, 爱心, 信心, 清洁上, 做信徒的榜样。
Set yourself as an example in word and godliness and faith and truth.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们盼望一个爱的释放,
if we want to serve in love,
我们必须做信徒的榜样。
We must be an example of all believers.
父亲的爱不仅做榜样,
the love of the Father is not only a believer, I mean, not only an example.
父亲的爱后面告诉我们是有目的的爱。
Later on, it tells us there is a purpose in the Father's love.
他说他这样的劝勉和嘱咐安慰,
he said all the exhortation and encouragement and imploration,
是要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you into his kingdom and into his glory.
弟兄姊妹, 我们可以传福音。
Yes, we can share the gospel.
我们可以造就。
Yes, we can build up.
我们可以做许多的事工。
We can do many works.
弟兄姊妹, 但我们奔跑不是无定向的。
But we have a direction as we run.
弟兄姊妹, 我们斗拳不是打空气的。
We box not as beating the air.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的侍奉是有确定的目标的。
There is a very short direction in our service.
我们是要把神的儿女带到神的旨意的里面。
We are to bring the children of God into his purpose.
神的旨意就是要在每个人身上都要磨成神儿子的形象。
God's purpose is to have the likeness of his son.
彰显主耶稣的荣耀。
So that we can manifest the glory of Christ.
彰显他荣耀的全能。
So that we can manifest the power of his authority.
让教会被建立起来。
That his church will be built up.
让主耶稣基督在教会里面得到完全的彰显。
That our Lord Jesus will be fully manifested in his
church. 弟兄姊妹, 这个侍奉是有方向的。
And this service, your ministry has a direction.
这个侍奉是有旨意的侍奉。
There is a purpose.
弟兄姊妹, 做父亲, 这个爱是有旨意的爱。
As a father, your love has a purpose.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等宝贵的学习。
It is so precious if you learn this.
这是我们如果等候主再来, 我们在侍奉中需要有学习的。
So we need to learn before the Lord as we wait for his coming.
一面我们有好像母亲的爱。
On one hand, we need the tender love of a mother.
一面有父亲的爱。
On the other hand, we need the love of a father.
不仅如此,
not only this.
到了13节,
for verse 13,
13节到16节,
from 13 to 16,
这里又讲了另外一段,
and it talks about another matter.
这里面给我们看见说一个学习侍奉的人,
it shows us one who's learning how to serve,
需要学习常常为弟兄姊妹感谢神。
He needs to constantly give thanks to the Lord for his brothers and sisters.
不是常常为弟兄姊妹抱怨神。
Not to complain and murmur before the Lord for his brothers and sisters.
乃是为众弟兄姊妹常常感谢神。
But to always constantly give thanks.
我觉得使徒保罗这里用的字非常好。
Here I think the word the Apostle Paul used are very good.
他说我们不住地感谢神。
Here he says we also constantly thank God.
哎呀，我说什么叫不住的感谢神
？What does it mean to be constantly thanking？
哎，有的时候我们也感谢神
，Sometimes we do thank God，
也为弟兄姊妹感谢神
，We do thank God for our brothers。
但是使徒保罗说，我们不住的感谢神
，Paul says I constantly thank God。
我说他为什么怎么会有不住的感谢神
？Why how can he do it so constantly？
你发现你要往回读，你读的第一章你就知道了。
If you go back to chapter one, then you will see the reason.
你读第二节、第三节你就明白了。
From verse 2 and 3 in chapter 1.
我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们。
We give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work and faith before the Lord.
哎呀，我真的觉得，因为他有不住的纪念
，because he can remember, bearing in mind constantly，
才有不住的感谢。
Therefore, he can constantly give thanks。
弟兄姊妹，这岂不是我们的经历吗
？Is that not our experience also？
我知道有的做妻子的，为了自己的先生能够蒙恩，不住的在主面前来纪念。
I know there are some wives for their husband to be saved.They constantly remember their husbands.
有时纪念了几十年了。
Sometimes that prayer goes on for decades.
有一天，神的恩典临到。
And one day, suddenly, the grace of God came upon.
你就发现，这个做妻子的不住的感谢。
And when that grace comes, you see the wife will give thanks constantly.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候你没有为那个人祷告。
Sometimes you have not prayed for one person.
那个人蒙了很大的恩典。
That person received much grace.
你就感谢一下就过去了。
You just give thanks once and it will pass.
但如果你是曾经流泪为他祷告。
But if you have shed tears in your constant prayers for this person.
在主的面前迫切地祷告。
And you have prayed earnestly before the Lord.
甚至进食为他祷告。
Even to the point that you...Perhaps fasted.
盼望主的恩典能够临到这个家。
You really pray that the grace of God will come upon them.
有一天你看见他们蒙恩的时候。
One day when the grace of God came upon them.
你会经历使徒保罗的经历。
And you will experience what Paul experiences.
你会在主面前不住的感谢。
You will constantly give thanks to God.
有一对这个年轻人。
And there was a couple, young couple.
那个时候他们这个信主了。
And when they were just believed.
但是他们难处太大了。
But they had great difficulty among them.
两个人他们说一个礼拜至少打七次。
And they say every week we fight at least 7 times.
我说那你们就天天打。
So I say, do you fight every day?
他说天天打是算少的。
They say it's at least we'll fight every day.
没有希望了。
And they thought there was no hope.
我们就根本服侍不下去了。
And I thought we don't even know how to serve them.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
有一班弟兄姊妹，他们迫切祷告。
There was a group of brothers and sisters. They constantly, they earnestly.
到了一个地步，真的是无可指望了。
Even to a point, they thought there will be no other hope.
感谢主，因信仍有指望。
But through faith, there is still hope.
我们还是祷告。
And they continue to pray.
现在，这对已经不是很年轻了。
And now this couple is they're no longer young.
他们现在不仅在主里长进
，But not only they have grew up in the Lord，
他们把家都打开
，They have opened up their house。
弟兄姊妹，每次想到他们，我们都会不住的感谢神。
And every time we think of them, we thank the Lord constantly。
你知道那是神的恩典
，Because you know it is from the grace of God。
恩典太大了
，The grace is so great。
不仅神听我们祷告
，Not only the Lord。Heard our prayers.
更是你跟他们一同经历神是怎么样恩待他们。
So you can even experience the grace of God with them.
好像他们蒙恩就是我们蒙恩。
As if when they received grace, we received.
他们长进就是我们长进。
When they were built up, we were built up.
他们就是我们的喜乐。
As if they are our joy.
他们就是我们的冠冕。
And they are our crown.
所以他不住的感谢。
So they, we can constantly give.
因为这里他实在看见神的儿女在主里面真的蒙大恩了。
Because we really saw the children of God received much grace.
你看他们这些帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹多么蒙恩典呐！
You see these brothers and sisters in Thessalonica, they received so much grace.
他们得了从上头来的这个智慧。
They have received wisdom from above.
弟兄姊妹，从上头来的智慧是什么智慧啊？
What is this wisdom from above?
先是清洁，后是和平。
First is is purity, and then is peace.
满有怜悯，这个温良柔顺。
Filled with mercy and gentleness.
多结善果。
And bearing much fruit.
后面又告诉我们说没有偏见。
And later on, it tells us it is not impartial.
帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹，他们有从上头来的智慧。
And they have a wisdom that came from above.
他们没有偏见。
They were not impartial.
多宝贵啊！
It is so precious.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在做见证，多少人有多少偏见呢？
As we bear testimonies today, we have so much prejudice.
听都不要听啊！
We don't even want to hear it.
哎，他们没有偏见。
But these people, they have no prejudice.
他们里面知道这是神的道。
They knew that this is the word of God.
他们知道那个道不是神的道。
They knew other words are not from God.
他们里面有非常清楚的分辨。
They have a very clear discernment.
他们知道使徒保罗他们所传的是神的道。
They knew that the Apostle Paul shared from the word of God.
这道实在是神的。
And this is the word of God.
不仅他们能够有这样的这个从上头来的智慧。
Not only they had wisdom from above.
而且他们接受了。
But they also received it.
不仅接受了，而且运行在他们心里。
Not only they received it, it became power working in their heart.
不仅运行在他们心里。
Not only it performed its work.
你往下读，这里使徒保罗为这个道能在他们心里扎根，感谢神。
But Apostle Paul thanked God for this word became rooted in their heart.
他们受了何等大的逼迫。
They have received so much persecution.
有人听了道欢欣领受。遇到逼迫就离开了。
Some people receive the word and they receive it with joy, but as soon as persecution comes, they leave.
他们不是土浅石头地。
But these people were not the shallow, rocky ground.
他们受了何等大的逼迫。
They have received so much persecution.
他们一信主工作就没了。他们一信主可能工作就没了。
As soon as they believe the Lord, perhaps lost their jobs.
弟兄姊妹，如果一信主，我们就发现，哎呀，家人生了癌症了。
If as soon as you believe, you find out a family member had cancer.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们发现弟兄姊妹，他们刚刚信主的时候就遭遇很多的艰难。
And we do find this that many brothers and sisters they receive much tribulation as soon as they believe.
我们真的不住地为他们感谢神。
We continue to give thanks to God.
他们不仅不后退。
Not only did they did not shrink back.
信主的心更加坚强了。
But their faith in the Lord becomes
完全的信靠。
Fully
trusted to the Lord. 不仅要接受主,
Not only to receive the Lord, but I want to be baptized.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹, 真的是不住的感谢。
So we constantly thank God.
所以一个侍奉主的人,
So a person who serves the Lord. 因为
我们在主面前学习服侍主,
If you're learning how to serve the Lord
before God, 我们等候主的再来,
You're waiting for his coming.
我们常常有一个信心的眼光,
And we will have a sight of faith.
常常为神的儿女在神面前不住的感谢神。
We need to constantly thank God.
因为这实在是神恩典的工作。
Because it is the work of His grace.
那么最后一段，十七到二十节。
The last part from verse 17 to 20.
这里边我们看见使徒保罗，他里面有一个盼望中的喜乐。
Here you see that Apostle Paul has a joy in his hope.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我觉得在侍奉的里面，并不是那么一帆风顺的。
I know in service it's not always smooth.
并不是都是向着我们自己所向往的。
It is not always as you. Your will.
使徒保罗在那边才有三个安息日，在那光讲过道。
Apostle Paul was only there for three Sundays.
弟兄姊妹刚刚蒙恩得救啊。
And these brothers and sisters were just saved.
可能连初心造就还没开始呢。
Perhaps they didn't even start to learn the basic truth.
哎，一下这里面就说这个离别，那个用的词是 bereave， 那个讲到是好像把一个孩子从母亲的怀里这么夺走一样。
But here Paul says, "I was bereaved from you as if." A child was torn away from the embrace of the mother.
多痛苦
Wouldn't it be so painful?
我想我们中间许多做母亲的
We know there are mothers, many mothers among us.
怀的孩子
If you're just holding your And suddenly someone takes your child away from you.
哎呀, 有的时候很多失望,
and sometimes there will be much despair.
很多灰心的事情,
and much disappointment.
很多就是要放弃了,
perhaps you will even want to give up.
不仅侍奉中间会有这种难处,
not only you will find difficulties in your
service. 这里还告诉我们, 如果我们真的说我们要照着主的心意,是等候主的再来, 我们在那里好好的服侍的话,
if you're really waiting before the Lord, faithfully serving Him,
还有一个仇敌,
and there is an enemy.
仇敌一次两次多次在那拦阻我们,
Satan hindered us, not only once.
弟兄姊妹, 我们何等需要有盼望啊,
How do we need a hope?
弟兄姊妹, 我们在侍奉中间学习要有一个盼望的一个释放。
We need to have hope in our service.
有盼望喜乐的释放。
If you have hope, you will have joy.
因为主耶稣再来的时候, 你就发现那是我们的盼望。
You know, the coming of Christ, that will be your hope.
不仅基督在我们里面是荣耀的盼望。
Not only Christ in us is the hope of glory.
弟兄, 那个基督在弟兄姊妹里面也是荣耀的盼望。
Christ in your brother and sisters,
基督在我们每个里面都是荣耀的盼望。
And the Christ in each one of us, that
哎呀, 到哪一天主来的时候, 那真的是欢喜快乐。
Until one day when the Lord comes, you rejoice.
而且使徒保罗像有的弟兄说的, 他要把这一些弟兄姊妹作为爱的礼物献在主的面前。
Apostle Paul even said, this will be the gift of love that he can present to the
Lord. 弟兄姊妹, 主来的时候, 最喜悦的是什么?
What is the most joyful thing when the Lord comes?
我不晓得这个有没有人给你过礼物。
I don't know if you have received any presents from anyone.
有人给礼物就是不晓得你喜欢什么就写一个礼物给你。
Some people give presents as if they don't really care what you like. Just give you something.
爱你的话,
but if they truly love you,
他一定要知道你喜欢什么。
Then they will find out what you like.
哎，我的小朋友一直问我你到底喜欢什么。
My son always asks me, what do you really like?
代替他没什么好喜欢的。
I said, I don't really have anything especially that I like.
我一定要知道你喜欢什么。
But they want to find out what I like.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的主喜欢什么?
What does our Lord want?
最让我们主心里面欢喜快乐的是什么?
What is the thing that caused great joy in Him?
就是我们这些蒙恩得救的。
Isn't it us who are saved by His grace?
就是我们因着主的恩典服侍过的一般人。
Isn't it us for those who have been saved,
他们得救了,
that we had a chance to serve,
生命长大了,
and you see these
欢欢喜喜站在主的面前,
not only they're saved, they have grew up in their faith.
弟兄姊妹, 这岂不就是我们的荣耀, 我们的喜乐吗?
And when they stand before the Lord in joy, would that not be our glory?
这是主的荣耀, 主的喜乐,
because that is the Lord's glory and His joy.
哦, 弟兄姊妹, 我们今天如果看见这个喜乐, 看见这一个盼望,
brothers and sisters, if you see this joy and this hope,
其实我们在侍奉中所经历这一点点的难处,
then all the difficulties you find in your service,
经历这一点点为难,
and all the troubles you find,
我们脸色也算不得什么,
and all people's rebuke,
一点言语也算不得什么,
or their words towards us,
比起那将来要显于我们的荣耀,
comparing to the glory that will be ours, it is nothing.
所以这是使徒保罗, 他自己在 这一个侍奉里面他的学习。
So Apostle Paul shared with us what he learned in his service.
这也是圣灵借着使徒保罗他的学习告诉我们说, 如果我们今天要等候主的再来,
and Holy Spirit uses Paul's learning to show us, if we want to wait for God's coming,
我们今天在侍奉中怎样来学习,
and in our service we also need to learn,
怎样的在侍奉中来等候主的再来,
it shows us how we should wait before the Lord in our service.
虽然这都不是什么样的道理,
even though these are not great doctrines,
但我觉得对我们非常大的帮助,
but I think it is of great help to us.
让我们都常常能够在主的面前, 能够在那里等候他,
we always wait before Him,
成为一般又忠心又良善的仆人,
so that we can be good and faithful servants.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊, 我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主啊,你实在成了我们的满足。
You truly is our satisfaction.
你成了我们的一切。
You are our everything.
因为你把你自己这样的给了我们。
Because you have given us yourself.
今天你住在我们的里面。
Today you dwell within us.
你带给我们生命是何等荣耀的盼望。
And the life you have brought us also bring us so much hope.
让我们的生活有何等大的改变。
So that our life can be changed.
愿你的灵常常感动我们。
Your Holy Spirit move us.
让我们不压制那个圣灵在里面的感动。
So that we will not suppress the moving of the Spirit.
无论得时不得时。
In any season, in season, out of season.
我们总是把这位荣耀的福音把这位荣耀的主耶稣基督传扬出去。
We can preach abroad the glorious Lord Jesus.
无论走到哪里。
Wherever we go.
我们都见证主耶稣基督实在太宝贵了。
We can testify our Jesus is so precious.
让更多的人都来得着你。
And more people will come.
更多人都被带到你的面前。
More will be brought before you.
能够在生命中长大。
That they can be brought up.
能够在生命中被成全起来。
They can be built up.
主求你指教我们。
Lord, you teach us.
让我们在你还没回来之前。
So before you're coming.
在你面前谦卑的来学习这些爱的功课。
We can learn humbly before you.
好让你来的时候。
So when you come.
你在我们中间真的遇见许多又忠心又良善的仆人。
You can find many good and faithful servants before you.
怜悯我们。
You have mercy on us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.